This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. Hey, it's the Partnership Podcast, although this one is truly a podcast. Will you step just a little so I can get the sound? Listen to that. That is the actual sound of Ernest Sager's foot on the Boneyard Trail. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning in Eagle.
Nice to have you here. Ernest is the executive director of the Vail Valley Mountain Trail
Alliance.
The VVMTA. And then Nikki Aslan is here, your development director with VVMTA. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Good. It's a nice, chilly morning. We can be honest with the folks out
yes.
there. As we're strolling. And you,
puppies are on. It's not flip-flop season yet.
No, definitely not. I asked you guys when we were talking about doing a podcast, and you said we've got some great things to talk about. And I said, why don't we do it while we're actually walking on a trail? So, I mean, for those people who don't know this one, where are we at? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're...
Let's stroll, man.
We're heading up Bellyache and getting on a Boneyard. Bellyache is actually dry right now. Well, it's frozen, but dry. We'll be muddy by this afternoon, more than likely. It's that weird time of the season of... You still want to keep skiing, it's snowing, but you want to get out on a trail and ride your bike or hike or trail run, whatever it may be. And we just got to be a little bit of patient and see what the weather does.
It is. It's that freeze-thaw cycle I always really kind of like this time of year. Because you're right, we're walking on something that will be muddy later in the afternoon. And we're walking around 8:30 in the morning right now, frozen pretty solid. Am I damaging trail or anything when it's muddy or when it's like this? Is there a better time to go?
Right now is the time to go this time of the year before it turns into mud. Like you said, it's that freeze-thaw cycle that gets pretty nasty, especially on sunny aspects. You know, we'll get on Boneyard here, and I bet it'll be snow-packed.
Yeah, awesome. I'm excited to see that. As we're walking right up to the top, people think we're faking this, but we're really doing it. The VVMTA has experienced some really awesome growth. I mean, post-COVID, even just in these last few years, I'm seeing new vehicles. I'm seeing all sorts of things popping up. Nikki, why are people really jumping on board, or what's the momentum?
You know, I think here in this valley, people just love trails. You know, we all get out for different reasons, whether it's to exercise, whether it's to be with your friends, whether it's to get out on the trail with your dog. It's just why we're all here. And I think more and more people are realizing that if we don't take care of them, nobody else will. So we're seeing huge increases in volunteerism and momentum to support trails. It's great.
Good. I'm glad there's a volunteer increase as well, because obviously the trail momentum spiked with COVID and with all the different folks jumping, and we saw so many more people on our trails. But we're starting to see people take care of them as well.
Yeah, it's part of it. We want to make stewards of our community. We all want to be stewards, and that's really goes back to our core of who we are as an organization. You know, we want to encourage people to use our trails, get out there, get all the benefits that come from trails. Physical health, mental health, economic development, fun, social connection, all of the above. And we want to encourage that, but always say, well, take care of your trails. Make sure you use them responsibly. Make sure you use them in the right ways. Make sure you're not using them when you're not supposed to. For example, seasonal trail closures. We have a lot of those going on right now, especially down in Eagle through April 15th. Up Valley, then it switches. A lot of trails close April 15th Up Valley, and those go till about mid-June or July 1st. So it's just knowing where to go, how to recreate, and make sure that all these trails stay in good shape for all of us to enjoy and use.
That's awesome. I know, I look at the sign. I've been hiking on the Eagle Vail Trail in the appropriate spots, and I always look at the sign that goes up to Evercrisp. That's my, if we're saying our favorite trails, I said, you're always supposed to say your second favorite trail, but yes, that's my favorite trail, and I look at that sign, and I just say, come on, I want to get to that date so I can get in there.
It's, yeah, June 21st is when that one opens back up, and like to call that opening day.
Nice.
It's a fun time around the valley.
Yeah.
But we're out here on all these trails and, you know, about to be on Boneyard, and that's through our Adopt a Trail program. You know, this year we're going to have a local business here in Eagle, El Segundo, that's going to adopt this trail and come out and take care of it. And we have 60-plus other teams like that across the valley, including VVP.
Yeah, which, and Evercrisp, I kind of steered. You heard, yes, it's my favorite trail, and yes, we take care of one section of that. Yeah, I kind of pushed on that one. I was like, oh, I'm always here anyway. So, but it's great because then I'm with the dogs, and, you know, not just on the trail days. If I'm out there and, you know, there's some across the path or something like that, I do a little maintenance while I'm there just because of the way I've been trained by you guys.
it's a great way for our community to get engaged and learn about our trails and how to take care of them and how to use them. I can guarantee once you actually put a shovel in the dirt or a pick or a lopper or whatever it is, you're never going to look at a trail the same way.
Yeah.
Every time you're out there using the trail, you understand, okay, here's why a drainage is here. Here's why we need to maintain it. And it really goes back to that experience for the trail user and the environment at the same time. You know, we're doing it to help make sure the trail is sustainable and it doesn't turn into a rut, basically, and then no one wants to use it. So that rut also hurts the environment and the ecosystem around it, but it also creates the experience for the trail user too.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool. It's just this win-win-win-win-win when it goes to that. And you're right, because I do ride my bike down, and since I've worked with you guys on building drainages, I know like, oh, I know exactly where that's going. If I see some stuff in the end, I'm kicking it out and want it to go there. So I'm talking about my favorite. I hit some Evercrisp up there. So where do you go this time of year?
This time of year, it's here or Haymaker. We're so lucky to have winter recreation in Eagle at this time of year. Most of our trails in Eagle are closed for the seasonal wildlife to protect that habitat for the deer and elk in the area and give them some peace and quiet while they're struggling through. But Boneyard and Bellyache are open, and it's a phenomenal way to get out in the winter, stretch the legs, get some exercise. And then we also have the first and second loops of Haymaker open, which is great. It's just enough to give everybody an outlet while protecting what we all value, yeah, which is our environment, our habitat, the animals, and everything that goes into it. It's a great balance.
Well, it's so cool that that balance is now here, because if I'm remembering not all that long ago, you know, if when you wanted that outlet this time of year, you had to make the drive to Moab or make the drive to Fruta or something like that. But now this place is like a mecca for this.
I did 3 trail runs on Haymaker last week.
Really?
It was great, right out my door here in Eagle.
Oh.
I mean, it's just dry dirt. It was beautiful weather. Then we got six inches of snow, but it's already going away again. And I'm sure I'll be running on Haymaker next week again already.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty cool that we have the ability to get outside and recreate on trails a majority of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're already pushing dirt down in Eagle Bike Park right now, too. And we have a volunteer night beginning out there next week to try to help get that open, hopefully in May, to bring that to our community here. So it's coming. The trail season is here.
I wish you could see that he's smiling the whole time while he's saying this, too, because you love what you do, don't you? I know. You really do. Yeah. Will you go back to, just for a second, I want to go back to the calving season that we're talking about. You mm-hmm. said those animals are struggling up there, and that's one of the things we didn't know. Like, why are trails closed? I mean, it's just a walk. But so what is the concern?
Well, you know, it's fantastic. Throughout our valley, we've got these historical migration routes, and in the dead of winter, Eagle is their historical wintering ground. So they come down here when things get deep and cold up in the mountains, and they spend their winters down here, and then they call it like surfing the green wave, right? So as the sun comes out and the grasses start to grow, they start their migration back up valley. So that's why you see the seasonal closures in Eagle from December 15th to April 15th. And then as they start to move back up to their birthing grounds, which is actually up in McCoy and Beaver Creek and the areas back there, they'll start to migrate, and that's when those trails more up valley start to close to protect their habitat as gotcha. They migrate.
Gotcha. That's yeah. so nice of us that we're taking care in that way. I love it. Can I ask an odd question when it comes to hiking?
Yeah.
So I'm an old backpack guide, right? And I'm looking at both of your feet right now as we're, you know, kicking around here in the dirt, standing on top. As an old backpack guide, you know, in college, I had the big leather REI boots all strapped up, and I'm seeing you're still rocking those, but you've got these fancy little trail running things on now. Where is this world going with shoes? Because there's, you know, and I know this is a little cheesy for you and I and people who are out here a lot, but we have a lot of visitors in town spring breaking, getting up here. Oh, look, dogs coming up and saying hi and good people. It's awesome. I love that part of the trail.
Well, I mean,
What kind of shoes? Look, he's got tennis shoes on.
He does have tennis shoes on. I love the approach shoes. I have a good pair of La Sportivas that I wear that are approach shoes that I can wear backpacking or scrambling when I go hiking back in the wilderness. Those are my go-tos on those.
Nice.
And otherwise, like Hoka's trail runners are my favorites.
That's the gear. That's the jam, huh? To do that. It really has kind of changed nowadays. I know I'm wearing terrible Adidas on a trail right now.
I wasn't sure we were going to come across out here today, so I just put on the big winter boots.
Awesome. So... I was driving by all the vehicles. I'm seeing all the momentum. Where do we go with this? What's the future of VVMTA? If you could like gaze into your crystal ball and we're 5-10 years in the future, where do you want to be?
Yeah, continued maintenance and care for our trails, more education, just creating that big overwhelming like community support of understanding and caring for how to use our trails, and the advocacy and the effort to put in trails that accommodate the needs and user demands that we see. Our population, our valley is growing, right? It's not going backwards. It's still going up, and that's what it's predicted to do. There's more housing developments going in, hopefully more affordable housing developments going in, so more people are coming here, and people are moving here to not just be living in their house. They're here to use these trails and these public lands that we have in our backyard. So looking proactively about how we can provide the trails and the opportunities for people to connect with nature and connect to our lands is something that we're always constantly looking at. Like, where does a new trail need to go to accommodate that user demand? Yep. What are the trends in the recreation world that we see are either here or coming that we need to think about for long-term sustainability of, okay, we can't just ignore it or look the other way.
But yeah, e-bikes are on their way. We can't just, I'm not going to say it, but I'm not going to step on the third rail of the thing we don't want to talk about, but yeah.
But no, it's a real thing. Like, people want to use our trails and use our lands. And yes, the pandemic had a huge boom in recreation use, but the trend was already going up and still continue to go up.
Yeah.
So how do we accommodate the amount of people using our trails and the demand and the type of use they're doing across our valley? Because honestly, our infrastructure, as far as from like a trail standpoint, you know, trailheads or even new trails, really hasn't changed over the past 20, 30 years. It's been kind of the same. So how do you try to fit so many people in a certain amount of places without putting people in places where they can have the opportunity to go out? And we look at that as, this area is already heavily used. Could there be another trail like right next to it or so, or that accommodates a different style, or areas that are already impacted or high use concentration areas, or are more central to our valley of where we could put those opportunities? So we're not creating new opportunities far out and wide all over the place, but just concentrating use where it's already occurring.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole idea of the different levels too, that you said early on, that it's not something I think of, you know, often in this town, we've got big, hairy, and audacious trails, but not everybody wants to be on that all the time.
We lack the beginner style trails in our valley. You know, we talked about Haymaker, and Haymaker is like the one. Other than that, there really isn't that much.
Oh, wait, I thought that was kind of hard. That's a beginner?
It is hard, too. And that's the thing.
At that end, with those switchbacks? Whew.
Yeah. No, that's very tricky, and it's something that we definitely lack. You know, a lot of our trails go straight up and then come straight down.
Yeah.
And they're not very... they're not very inclusive in that standpoint. Yeah. So there's plenty of opportunity out there to look at how we can improve that.
I have never thought of a trail as being non-inclusive before, but gosh, you really do open my mind to some new things. that's true. I really appreciate that. He was mentioning earlier, and we're talking earlier about the businesses and how cool that is when they come. And I was thinking about that. Like, I can walk on this trail, but because of the knowledge that I have of working with you on Evercrisp, I could probably help out on this trail. How does one become involved as a business to do the adoption, or even like be a part of like one of these trail cleanup days?
Yeah, you just reach out. We've got a great amount of information on our website, vvmta.org, and we've got all of our volunteer activities listed on our calendar. There's really opportunities every month, almost every week, to come out and give back to your trails. And if you are a business looking to adopt a trail, we're always, always looking for partners. So just reach out.
Awesome. And be a part of that. Let's keep crunching up this boneyard. If we're going to keep hiking and we're going to keep rolling as we're getting to, you know, winding down on this podcast, because we got to save our breath so we can make it over the hill. these visitors in town, what would you encourage them at this time of year? Like, oh, we can't hike this year. It's going to be snowshoeing or things like that. Where would you tell them to come?
Well, it's definitely a tricky one. You can go out, go early in the morning. It's going to be a lot easier, and you're going to enjoy it a lot more if you go in the morning.
Yep.
Just based on the snow, and more, it'll be frozen in the morning. By the afternoon, if you're on snow, you're going to be post-holing, and you're not going to have a good time. So go out in the morning when it's frozen, or try to find a trail that's a little bit more south-facing aspect. So Berry Creek is one that I always love to give in the Mid-Valley area.
Nice.
It's right there. It's easy to access. You can walk out on the road, walk back. You can go up the trail. Wherever you want to do is an awesome option. Down here in Eagle, Bellyache, Boneyard, Haymaker are the key places to go. Up valley, you know, even grouse can be, and Minturn can be a good hiking time.
Grouses, I've been on grouse quite a bit recently, just tooling around in the snow up there.
But yeah, there's plenty of skiing and touring there, but yeah. Also grouse can be a good hike. This time of the year, it is going to be snowy, so again, go in the morning.
Grab a little pair of those spikes that you slip onto your shoes.
Yeah.
It's a great addition.
The whole yak track idea?
Yeah, the yak tracks.
You know, but you have to be really careful that you don't end up then walking into Walmart. That was the last time I wore yak tracks, and woo, did I go down.
Yeah, that and ski boots.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Don't work well with linoleum.
All right, so as we're closing, I know that we said early, I was saying like, oh, tell me your favorite trail, and then I was making a joke, like, you never tell anyone your favorite trail. I kind of did. Evercrisp is really one of my favorites out there. I'm looking forward to opening day, June 21st, but if you had to pick a second favorite, what would it be?
Love Connection.
Ooh. Yes. Tell me a little bit about Love Connection, the trail.
Love Connection is another trail here in Eagle. It's a newer trail to our system, and it's just an absolutely beautiful, hysterically fun trail that connects a lot of different loops, and it's just a blast every time, right out my back door. You know, it's just our backyard, and it doesn't get better than that.
That's awesome. That's Nikki's pick. She's in development with VVMTA and the boss here, executive director. It's a terrible thing. Everybody probably always asks you this. What's your answer?
It's a tough one. Yeah. It really is. But I guess if I look back at what trail I use the most probably every summer,
yeah,
if I'm just want to get a good ride in, it's going to be Whiskey Creek.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
That's your spot. All right.
Down to Evercrisp.
And then right on down into Evercrisp. Boy, Whiskey Creek has a lot of rocks in it right now, doesn't it?
It's just beautiful aspen forest. It's a long descent.
Yeah.
It's an awesome trail.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. This has been so much fun. We are actually hiking. This is one of those real podcasts. We want you to get out there. If people want more information about VVMTA, where are they going?
VVMTA.org.
Well, that's too easy. I could have done right. That one. All right. VVMTA.org. Ernest and Nikki, thank you so much. Thank you so much for hiking with me and playing a little bit today.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at ValeValleyPartnership.com.